Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
All right, here's why we are about to go into a new Civil War risk scenario in America. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. And it's interesting that a few years ago, I think in 2022, Steve Quayle and I did a three-hour special video event that was called Battlefield America. And the years we named, I think it was 2022 through 2025. And we were convinced that by 2025, America would be in a war, a battle of some kind. And that's because there's a strong divergence between the left and the right in America. Now, what we've seen, especially with this Trump election, we've seen conservatives move in the direction. Oh, and sorry about the background noise. I'm in my truck and I have my dog, and it sounds like a country western song, but it's actually true. And he was just playing and he's panting in the background. Good boy, Rhodey. Yeah, you're cool. All right. So with this election, conservatives have moved in the direction of supporting the border security, of supporting domestic energy production, of supporting freedom of speech, ending censorship, ending tyranny, ending authoritarianism, ending discrimination in the education system, ending the wokeism, ending the DEI nonsense policies, ending the mutilation of children under transgenderism, ending men in women's sports, things like that. So conservatives make total sense to almost every thinking, rational person. But there is, of course, this group of people who are irrational and mentally ill, and they call themselves Democrats. And every day they make new videos demonstrating their mass mental illness and calling for assassinations of Trump and Elon and demonstrating why they love to mutilate children or demonstrating their weird sex perversions or whatever they're into. And they hate America, and their ideas are not popular. And importantly, the Democrats, they cannot win elections without slush fund money. And the slush fund money, which has now been cut off, was USAID money and other illicit money, kickbacks and fraud from Ukraine, foreign aid to Ukraine, etc. This is what kept the Democrats afloat this entire time. They also got kickbacks from the drug cartels coming across the open border. So they would take this money and they would pay off the judges. They would pay off the election watchers. They would pay for ballot stuffing and ballot harvesting and ballot mules. And they would pay off the media. They would pay off, you know, everybody, law enforcement, they would pay off Border Patrol in California. They paid off everybody to stay in power. And that's how they, quote, won elections. And importantly, that's the only way that they ever won elections, because they can't win honest elections. Their ideas are not popular. And even most people in California are done suffering under the tyranny of Democrats in California. You know, the Democrats, yeah, they rigged polls, they rigged the media, they rigged everything this entire time, but those days are rapidly coming to an end. So they are panicked. They are absolutely desperate because they don't know how they're going to survive as a political party. Now, remember, the Democrats think of a political party as an opportunity to loot. They don't even in their own minds, they don't think that they're going to, you know, represent the people. They think of politics as a criminal racketeering operation that they use for their own personal gain. That's the way they view the world. And yeah, they make excuses and they pretend to be nice people. They pretend to represent the voters, etc. But in their dark hearts, they know that it's all just a racket. And it's a powerful racket. It's a lucrative racket. Look how much money Nancy Pelosi managed to gather somehow as Speaker of the House. Huh? Insider trading, anyone? So there isn't a Democrat official in power right now who isn't a criminal. Every single one of them is a criminal of one sort or another. And the way we know that is because the good people left the Democrat Party. Dennis Kucinich, RFK Jr., Donald Trump himself, Tulsi Gabbard, etc. All the good people who aren't corrupt criminal pedophiles, they left the Democrat Party. So what's remaining for the Democrats is a criminal cabal of pedophiles, perverts, child traffickers, criminals, you know, racketeering, cartel, mafia, mob bosses, etc. That's what the Democrat Party has become. That's what's left. And Are they, I mean, here's the question. Are they going to just sit back and let the American democratic process play out and take away their power and their money? Are they going to sit back and just do nothing while Trump cuts off all their slush fund money and takes away their power and prosecutes their people? And the answer is, well, no, of course they're not. They're not going to sit back and do nothing. They're going to fight. Now, they tried to fight. They saw this scenario coming. They tried to fight in every way they could. They tried to assassinate Trump. They used lawfare. They weaponized lawfare. They jailed Trump supporters by the thousands. You know, J6 and other situations. They weaponized the FBI against the American people. They weaponized the DOJ. They weaponized the IRS. They weaponized the FDA, the EPA. They tried to shut down America, and they tried to destroy all Trump supporters. They really, really tried. And they succeeded in certain ways. They did incarcerate a lot of people. They did destroy a lot of small businesses. They did shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. They harmed America. It was a sabotage operation. They also tried to start World War III with Russia because they figured, and we talked about this months ago, they figured that it would be better in their minds if America just got nuked than for Trump to gain power. Because at least if America got nuked, I mean, this is what the deep state people were telling themselves and the Democrats, if America got nuked, well, you know, all the records of their corruption and fraud and child trafficking would probably go up in flames, and they themselves would never be held accountable for their crimes. That's the way they think. They would sacrifice the lives of hundreds of millions of people if it meant protecting themselves from prosecution or from the truth coming out. This is the way they think. And these are the people who sacrificed over 1 million Ukrainians just to try to hurt Russia. And that didn't even work. But this just shows you how evil these people are. So with that in mind, here's the next question. What are they capable of next? What are they going to try next? The answer is very obvious. They're going to try a kinetic civil war because they've run out of other options. Their lawfare isn't working. The judges are not supporting the TROs that they're demanding. They couldn't throw Trump in jail. They are desperate. They can't impeach Trump. They can't stop him. They're losing the media. The Washington Post even came out and said, I mean, Jeff Bezos came out and said, from now on, the op-eds in the Washington Post are going to promote personal liberty and free market principles. I mean, I thought I would never hear something like that from the CIA front rag, which is the Washington Post. Nothing but a CIA propaganda rag. But even they are saying, we have to promote personal liberty now. Amazing, right? Amazing times in which we are living. So this doesn't leave much for the Democrats, right? They're losing everything. They're losing the universities. They're losing the woke programs, the DEI programs. They're losing their slush fund money. They're losing their vote rigging. They're losing everything. They will resort to now acts of terrorism. And what you're going to see are the hundreds of thousands of former federal employees, okay? Former FBI, former DOJ, former FDA. These people will become the new terrorists. They will call themselves freedom fighters. Oh, we're fighting fascism, you know, with their nose rings and their purple hair. But what they really are is terrorists. They've always been terrorists. It's just that they used to be terrorists in charge of the government, so they weaponized the government as an instrument of terrorism against the American people. Now they're going to become extra-governmental terrorists, you know, outside the government, committing terrorism against America, using typical terrorism tactics. What are those tactics? Well, you know, like suicide vests and explosives and blowing up infrastructure, etc. And I predict they're going to partner with the drug cartels because the drug cartels have already now, they have begun their acts of terrorism in the United States. There was an IED that just exploded on a country road in Texas and it killed a Texas rancher. And I predicted this. I mean, I'm not the only one who predicted it, but I predicted it here in this podcast. I said, look, as Trump gets aggressive with the narcos are going to start unleashing bombings in America. Remember when I said that? It was like last week. And here we go. The bombings have begun. IEDs, roadside explosives. That's just the beginning. But I predict the radical left-wing terrorists are going to partner with the cartels, and they're going to become the new wave of terrorism across America using explosives, using chemical weapons. They're going to hit infrastructure targets. They're going to hit power grid substations. They're going to target government buildings and police stations and sheriff's offices, etc. This is just, frankly, this is the almost inescapable next step for the Democrats. This is all they have left. Now, granted, they're going to try silly things. I've seen an announcement for like an economic boycott day by the libtards. That's supposed to happen this Friday. You won't notice it because they never work anyway. The economic boycott of leftists, like, we're all going to not show up for work today. Yeah, that's called every day, you morons. You never work. This is nothing new about this economic boycott. Or they call it like an economic blackout. Yeah. You know what? The blackout actually already happened. The blackout was Trump shutting down the USAID slush fund money. That was an economic blackout against the radical leftists. And that blackout counted. And that's why the left is going insane. But for them to say, oh, we're gonna all have an economic blackout. We're not going to show up for work. And the nation will realize the power of our people that never work. Nope, we're just laughing at you. Actually, nobody will notice a damn thing on Friday. Except, I don't know, maybe it'll take longer to get coffee at Starbucks or something. But I don't go to Starbucks, so who cares? You know, the libtards work at libtard companies. If a bunch of libtards don't show up at the Apple computer retail shop, you know, who cares? Oh, fewer libtards can buy libtard computers because Apple's a libtard company. They actually voted to keep their DEI woke program in place. Yeah. They think wokeism is awesome at Apple. Apple hates white people. Apple hates humanity. Apple's run by LGBT left-wing woke morons, by the way. If you buy Apple, you are voting for wokeism. So stop buying Apple. So what should the rest of us do in preparation for the radical left taking this whole thing kinetic? Well, I mean, it's the same advice I've given for years, and it's all pretty obvious, but I'll just summarize it here. Number one, of course, arm yourself for self-defense purposes, but do not initiate violence. However, you do have a legal right to stop violence, imminent violence, that is targeting you or your family or your property. But check your state laws, you know. If you live in a blue city, in a blue state, they probably won't even agree that you have a right to defend yourself. So stop living there. Move. Get to a red county or a red city in a red state where you can defend yourself. Secondly, I'm not worried about a left-wing uprising because I do believe that the National Guard units, as well as law enforcement, sheriff's deputies, cops, SWAT teams, etc., they can handle this. And if they need our help, if they need to deputize, let's say, a bunch of veterans or retired cops or whatever, well, they can do that. They can deputize a bunch of people to come help. You know, there's plenty of Americans who will volunteer to defend our country against libtards, especially libtard terrorism. So there's no shortage of personnel. There's no shortage of ammo. You know, there's no shortage of people who will step up to the plate and defend this country. I'm just saying that I don't think that you have to do anything except just support America here. Support law enforcement. Support the rule of law. The libtards are going to expose themselves as the terrorists they are. And, you know, if they're trying to firebomb a government building, you know, some law enforcement officer is going to put bullets through their skulls, and, you know, we'll all be like, yay, you know, we just saved the court system a whole bunch of time and money dealing with the libtard terrorists. Yeah, ventilate them, you know? I'm saying law enforcement can do that. And it'll be a great day for America because we're talking about the terrorists, and I'm talking about them in the act of committing imminent violence against our country, against our law enforcement officials, against property, etc. When that happens, law enforcement has every right to shoot them. And they should shoot them. And I don't care if CNN is, oh, we got on camera, they're shooting people. They're shooting terrorists, yeah. Reload, man. Keep going. You know, We're done with it. We're done with the left-wing terrorism in America. We're done with putting up with this crap. And we're taking our country back. Now, we're not the ones instigating the violence. We are the people of peace, but we're not going to put up with violence. We're going to stop violence to create the peace. And to the Democrats out there that don't like this idea, oh my God, I can't believe you're talking about it. Hey, here's an idea. Have better ideas. Win elections with better ideas. Oh, you can't do that, can you? Yeah, because your ideas are stupid. So you really don't have many options. But that, if you want to take back the country, have better ideas. I know you're incapable of that because you're all mentally ill. So, you know, whatever. Until then, the rest of us are going to build this country back. We're going to take our country back. We're going to protect the innocent. We're going to protect children. We're going to secure the border. We're going to produce domestic energy. And we're going to make America great again. With or without you. Probably easier without you. So, you know, good luck. All right. Thank you for listening, folks. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com. Lock and load, everybody. But also, de-escalate violence. Obey the rule of law and support local law enforcement. But don't go out looking for violence, but also don't put up with it if it comes to you. That's my take. All right, thanks for listening. Take care. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared. Be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there. It goes to a third party company. And this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here. But they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials
and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.